Hallelujah. I like that part. My God is big enough. Hallelujah. I don't think we're done singing that yet. Sing that part. My God is big enough.
My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life. My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every storm in my life. My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life. My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every storm in my life.
You know, we sing about stuff like that sometimes. But you got standing right here in front of you, Pastor Douglas Christine Mitchell, yeah, from Westchester Family Church, Mount Kisco, right?
Yes, sir.
New York. Glory to God. They're in this week. He's going to come. He's at the men's conference and in this week. His God. He found out God was big enough. I want you to hear about
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. He is big enough. Six and a half, almost 7 years ago, right around Winter Bible Seminar time. I was diagnosed with an emergency brain bleed, which is sort of like an aneurysm in your brain. And I just thought I had a bad headache. And I was self-medicating with a ton of Tylenol and just kind of pushing through the whole thing. And we were having a youth event and in New Jersey. And We came back home really late at night, and I said, I've got a really bad headache. I've had it for a little while. I'm just going to go to bed. And I went to bed, and the next morning we were supposed to do the youth event, continue to go back and do some things in New Jersey. And my wife said, well, I'll take the kids. You just sleep. And I'm going to just let you just share what happened when you came home.
So I came home from the event hours later because the farther I got away from the house, the more the burden of getting back to him was upon me. And I knew it was the Holy Spirit. So we did like a turnaround, went back from New Jersey back to New York. And I came back and he wasn't responsive. So we got him to the hospital in an emergency situation. And basically the doctors pulled me aside and they told me that if he didn't have immediate surgery, he would die. And so I just said, well, there's only two things I need. I need to call his family and I need to pray with the surgeon before that. After that, go ahead. And so they said, no problem. And then he said out loud, he was very delirious and very out of it, but he had enough of the Spirit of God on the inside, knowing that God is strong enough, God is big enough. He said, I will live and I won't die, and my course is not finished yet. And then from there, they just literally whisked him off. He hadn't spoken really all day except to express that there was pain in his head, but he said that because we know God is strong enough. They said that he wouldn't live, they wouldn't get through it. Everybody at Winter Bible, Pastor Hagen and all the pastoral staff was praying for him, and we just saw the hand of God big enough in his life.
Yes, and they came to my wife and they said, he has a tumor, and he's got a brain full of blood. We got to get rid of it, and we'll do what we can, this surgery. And my wife's thinking, does that mean we're not doing another one? And they went in, and there was no tumor. To God be the glory. They pointed it out on the screen and said, this is the tumor, this is the blood. We had a nurse practitioner who's a member of our church staff, volunteer staff, and she saw it and she said, yeah, I see that too. And and it was gone. And praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God is big enough. So whatever you're facing, God is big enough. So no tumor, no situation. And if it wasn't for the things that I learned at Rhema, that I learned with Pastor Hagen, my pastor.
Yeah.
And this morning it was just great to be at my home church.
Yeah.
And hearing my pastor and having communion here. And let me tell you, the things that were put inside of me, I vaguely remember saying to you, I will live and not die, and my course is not finished.
Hallelujah.
There was enough down inside. Now, when I woke up, it wasn't all hunky-dory. We still had a fight. I was 50% blind in both eyes. It affected my optic nerve in the back of my head. And about a month after, they did a follow-up visit and they said, well, whatever vision you get back in the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks, well, that's what you get. It's probably not getting any better than this. But God. I'm driving. I'm talking. I'm preaching. And my course is not finished. And our God is big enough.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is big enough. Hallelujah.
Our God is big
Glory
enough.
Hallelujah.
Our God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life.
My God
is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every storm in my life.
My God
is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every burden in my life.
My God
is big enough.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Your God. He's big enough. He's big enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's big enough. Hallelujah. The same God. Doug's God is your God. And he's big enough. It doesn't matter what it is tonight. It doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. It doesn't matter what the devil's got planned for tomorrow. Your God is big enough. Say it, my God. My God. My God. My God is big enough. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your body, I want you to come down here right now. If you need healing in your body, come on down here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Doug and Christine, come on back. You're going to minister to them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep on singing. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Let the ushers align you up.
Every burden in Hallelujah. My life. Sing my God. My God is big enough. My God is strong enough to handle every storm in my life.
My God
is big enough.
Praise the Lord.
Strong enough to handle every burden in my life.
Hallelujah. Let's sing it. My God is big enough. Glory to God.
My God is big enough.
He's big enough.
My God is strong enough to handle every storm in my life.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My God is big enough.
Years ago, the devil tried to stop tonight, but our God is big enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that anointing power of God that caused, and the name of Jesus, and faith in that name, that caused this man to stand before you in the presence of y'all, whole in his body. Hallelujah. That same anointing, by that same anointing, through him and his wife, through him, who the doctor said may not live, through him, that on earth said, not yet, but heaven said, it is already done. Through him and his wife, who the doctor said may not be married today because he'd be in heaven. But through him tonight, the healing power of God was ministered and set people free. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God. But God. But God. But God. But God. But God. Hallelujah. But God. Our God is big enough. Your God is big enough. Hallelujah. 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 Let's sing that again. My God. Hallelujah.
Every burden.
Actually, on Thursday morning, in teaching Believer's Authority class, at the end of the class, by the Spirit of God, I spoke this out. And there's a generation, it's you. It's a generation who are out there and who are coming, who are going to rise up and know where they are graced, and they're going to walk in that grace. And the results are going to be what the world calls supernatural. They'll say, we've never seen it on this line before. But it's because you know who you are and you know who your God is and you know the authority he has given you to act. And you're going to go where he couldn't go. You're going to go where he can't go because he's seated at the right hand of God. But he's in you. And you're going to go and you're going to take your place. And you're going to speak the words that he would speak. And you're going to do the works that he would do. And God's going to be glorified. And the end shall come and the harvest shall be finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not waiting. We're not waiting. It's time to quit talking about it's going to be. We're not waiting. We are in this today. Our God is big enough. Our God is strong enough. Our God can handle every storm, no matter what it is. Today, not going to. Today, today is revival. Today is the power of God. Today is the day to give witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is alive and he is well. And he's in you and he's in me. Hallelujah. And the devil knows his days are numbered. He knows his time is over. But God is big enough. I know our God is big enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Just lift our hands up and just praise him. Lift your voice to the Lord. Thank him. Give God some glory in this place. We glorify you, O Father. We glorify you, O Father. The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all glory. We glorify you in this place. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for everyone that was ministered to tonight by the mighty Holy Ghost. Thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Thank you for the manifestation of your glory that we've had in this place. And thank you, Father God, that we don't have to leave it here. It's going with us. It's in us. That glory is in us. Your presence is in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, let us not ever act as if you're not big enough. Let us never act that you don't have enough. You're more than enough. You're more than enough. You are more than enough. And we praise you and we thank you in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. don't know about you. I'm glad I came to church tonight. Amen, amen. Because if you came to hear what one of us associate pastors had to say, you came for the wrong thing. But if you came to see what God was going to do and be a part of it, hallelujah. You never know. You never know what Pastor Hagin's going to do. He's going to do whatever the Holy Spirit has led him to do, and he's taught us all the same. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad for the mighty Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. I just thank you for our pastors. I thank you for Rhema Bible Church. Thank you for this ministry that you've raised up to help teach us not only to live by faith, but to be led by your Spirit. Because when we do what you say to do and we do your plan and your purpose, then we get your results. And it is, Lord, as heaven on earth as it is already done in heaven. Hallelujah. There's no sickness in heaven, so we see healing on earth. Hallelujah. Because you are in us and you're manifesting yourself through us, Father. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. Give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, if you were a first-time guest tonight, a little bit different service, but hey, we won't apologize. It was what God wanted to do, I believe. Hallelujah. How many of you sense God was in this tonight? Amen.